Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. And today, we're convening this podcast meeting to, well, break down our geek bucket list. And granted, we're only going to 10, but it's still interesting nonetheless. And I pose this question to the listeners that you would also send us your geek bucket list by visiting the website post on geekcastradio.com. So I will preface this Absolutely. With saying my list, I have no particular order.
And my list, I have number 10 to number 1. So I'm just going to say, Steve, what do you have at number 10? And you'll just take whatever your first thing is. And mine is just more so to have an order to it. It's not one thing isn't more important than the other thing. Well, a couple of them are. But in general, like number 7 is not less important than number 2 kind of thing. But I have to number things. It's just the way I am.
I have to number them, but that's just so that I can find them. Because otherwise it just looks like a blob of text.
No, see, mine does not look like a blob of text. It's a list. Anyway, this is our geek bucket list. Oh, boy. All right, number 10, sir, what do you got?
Okay.
What?
Write a Beast Wars Megatron comic for IDW.
That would be awesome.
I have David K on it as a character consultant, you know, because he played the character. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, of course, I would write him doing something magnificent because it's mm-hmm. Megatron.
No, it's supposed to be excellent. Yes.
Who said maximal?
My number 10 would be to be able to, at some point when the world opens back up, or whatever you want to call it, because I don't think, even though it has, and I'm still skeptical, but I've always wanted to tour several different movie studios like Universal Studios or Warner Brothers, or like just to be on those lots to see that history kind of thing. Always wanted to do that.
That would be cool. I've that's been one of those things I've always wanted to do too. Not really one of those individuals that really wants to actually live near LA.
Well, I gotta say though, when the pandemic hit, LA was the cleanest it's ever been because there was no smog, because there was no people in the city. Well, there was people in the city, obviously, but there was nobody out and about in the city.
I could see that.
Number 9 for you, sir.
Make GCRN work to pay for itself so I can hire a webmaster.
Shouldn't that be number 1?
There's no predominant order here.
I know.
But it is on the list because for some reason we ran out of files again today. Like I don't yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. And I checked like I'm doing some digging on some hosts that don't have the file limit because mm-hmm. this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, you can have free unlimited storage, but we have a file count limit, which if you have a website, it's going to kill it anyway.
Oh, jeez, that's ridiculous. All right. This is a little different. This is a little bit more personal because I was almost going to do these things. I, at one point or another, was going to, in my former life, Supposedly, I would have ended up living in California somewhere. Don't know where, but Tour, Shout Factory, and La La Land Records. Now, this is not the same as touring movie studios. That's looking at history. I probably can reveal this now because it's way past this, but when Shout Factory did the 25th anniversary or the 30th anniversary, when they were doing basically new interviews way back in 2016. Yeah, it was the 30th anniversary, 2016. Duh, I should know that. I don't call myself a Transformers fan. What the hell? I was going to be in San Diego visiting Doug and visiting the other person. And Doug and I were going to drive up to L.A., and we were going to tour Shout Factory and do all that kind of stuff. But I would love to take a tour at Shout Factory, meet Brian and Brian Warden person, meet Tom Chen, meet Elliot Rutstein, and the entire Shout Factory team. That would be super cool. All these people that have worked so hard on the DVD sets and other things over the years, and just absolutely awesome. And being able to meet Matt Verboys I can't remember what Michael's last name is off the top of my head, but basically the guys that run La La Land Records, because I've had a long-standing relationship with them, and I love film scores and TV scores and that kind of stuff. Next up for you is what?
Write a book, and I have no idea about what, but the concept is interesting to me. I've always wanted to do that, even... Mm-hmm. As young Steve Megatron wanted to write a book. But yeah, it's just one of those things I just never can sit down long enough to do it.
Mm.
But it's always been one of those things that's interested me, and I kind of still would think it'd be cool to be able to do that.
Would you like some hints, since I am a published author?
Sure. We can do that off air, though.
No. This is cool. This is discussion. Okay. This is discussion for people. And people should, anyone that follows me on Twitter, Facebook, my Facebook fan page, or on my personal page, the pictures are everywhere on social media. So it isn't like, and I'm proud of it. So it's not, it took me a while. But first of all, over 20 years ago, whatever you do, avoid subsidy publishers at all costs. Do not ever go to a subsidy publisher because they
explain that for people that have no idea what that means, like myself.
Okay, so I was going to. Subsidy publishing is you pay them up front.
Yeah, that's like pay to play voiceover. I uh-huh. Just don't do it. Just yeah. Not something that I pay attention to, because honestly, if I have to pay for it, that means that they have no confidence and they're not helping you whatsoever anyway.
Yeah.
They're just like, show me the money.
Yeah, pretty much. But I eventually did find, because for me, I've been writing poetry since I was 14. And the way I describe my poetry style is it's not haiku. It's basically free verse. Sometimes it rhymes, sometimes it doesn't. And most of my poems are fairly bad. But, hey, they were apparently good enough to get 3 books published. So, from 1994 to 1999, I spent 5 years writing and collecting, and I even went to Kinko's at the time, because it wasn't FedEx back then, and other copying places. And back then, you know, if you had things like a book of poetry or whatever, you could have them bind it up and make a little book for yourself kind of thing. So I would do that all the time. And 1999 came around, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to hold off on this. I graduated high school. And then in 2007, I found, at the time they were called Publish America. I don't know what they're called now. They had
bought out by Amazon.
No, I don't think so, but anyway. But they were, at the time, they were called Publish America. They were based in Baltimore, Maryland. I submitted to them. They approved it. They said, great, here, you know, as long as you agree to this contract, this is our material for the next 7 years kind of thing. And thankfully, it's long past that now. But yeah, I got three books of poetry published, and not exactly how I wanted to get it done, but at least it's done. The sad thing is, I don't think you can find them anymore. If you can, for some odd reason, they're astronomical amounts of money. I used to have a whole bunch of copies of the first and second book, and then at one point I just, and I know I shouldn't have done this, but...
You purged.
Couldn't sell them all, so I just trashed them. I still have all the actual poetry files on my computer, so it isn't like I don't still have the content, but I don't think I, even though the contract is probably null and void now, I don't think I could put it anywhere else online. All well, righty then.
Funny you should mention that. Amazon does have a publishing arm.
I know they do, yeah.
Because I've thought about using them, because then it's
you just have to really do your research on it and make sure it's the right deal for you.
Yep.
That's all it is, really. All right, next up for you, sir.
All righty. Go to a Trek or Transformers con again. I've been to both. The Trek con I was to when I was younger, like real young, and met John DeLancey, funny enough, and he's back in Star Trek Picard next season.
Oh, is he now?
Oh, yes. That is the only saving grace for me for this for this season that's coming up, because I truthfully don't care otherwise.
Yes. For me, number 8 would be interview or meet Don Johnson. Now, I'm perfectly fine with doing interviews over the internet, over voice, no video, just audio. Perfectly fine. So interviewing that guy would be so awesome, because I am one of maybe three single biggest Nash Bridges fans I know. Sadly, one of them passed away recently. My buddy Derek Ferguson passed away in April of this year. But I would love to have a conversation with Don Johnson about his work, about his acting, about his style, about Miami Vice, Nash Bridges, and other things he's done. So yeah, that would be my number 8. Next for you.
Interview Mark Hamill.
All right. Well, that's my number 4. And I'll tell my side of that story at number 4, but
I'll have to tell you off air, but I might have an option for us.
Yay. Number 7 for me is to go to a TFCon. Now, ideally, this would be the TFCon up in Canada, so we could see.
The real one?
Yep. They're all real. It's just...
I know. I'm just saying, like, the other ones were kind of swallowed up by TFCon to run them.
I guess, but hey, at least it... I don't know. Anyway, we did on ToyCast back in 2010, 2011? For like 3 years on ToyCast back in the day, we did pre and post shows for TFCon with Daniel, with the goddamn Proto Man. And I've always wanted to go, and it's so funny. I've actually met him.
So have I.
For about two... Well, you went to a TFCon, though.
Yeah, I went in Canada, and I saw his panel.
Yeah. I did, like, literally, I was standing next to him for about 5 minutes, didn't even realize. He turns over to me, "Hey, Mike!" And I'm like, "What the fuck is Rodimus Prime doing here?" It was when BotCon was in Louisville, Kentucky in 2016 at the Stan Bush Vince DiCola concert. He was standing, like, literally 5 feet away from me. I didn't even notice it at first. And we stood there and talked with me and Amy and all that. So very, very cool. But yeah, I would love to do that. What's next for you, sir?
Well, since you mentioned TFCon, I got to mention somebody I met at TFCon as well that I would love to interview, and that's Scott McNeil.
Yep. Absolutely. Number 6 for me is kind of a fluke, but it's still important because I kind of did it when I was 12. So basically almost 30 years ago. And no, I didn't really do it, folks. It's a gag thing. I want to go to Canada and go over Niagara Falls in a barrel again. 1992, Toronto, Canada, Niagara Falls, Canada, however Canadians, whatever. Basically, at the Niagara Falls area, they had a gift shop or some sort of...
I know what you're talking about.
Right, and they had a display where it was a fake version of the falls, and it was a barrel, and you would go stand behind it, and it looked like you were going over the falls in a barrel, and you could take a picture of yourself, or they would take a picture of you, kind of thing. And I just, I always tell people that story because it's just one of my more, it's one of several fun, more interesting things about me as a child that I've done. So, yeah, I would love to, number one, go back to Canada at any point in time. But yeah, next for you, sir.
Alrighty. Meet David Kay in person.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Megatron. The one that means the most to me. Not that Welker's isn't great, because I have met Welker, and that was awesome as well, thanks to Michael Wilson at one of the last BotCons. But, yeah, I would love to meet the man in person, considering... He was my first GCRN interview with a celebrity, and I just love the list of work that the guy does.
And it's so funny that we're putting, and really, folks, for us, for Geek Bucket List, interviews are going to be on here because that's our Geek Bucket List. I mean, I don't have any, like, I want to do the Tour de France, or I want to... go over to London and see Big Ben or see the London Eye or sail the River Thames. I don't do all that. It's too much work.
That's why you write a movie that features all that, so you can go on vacation there.
Yes. But yeah, no, I mean, that would be awesome. And it's so funny because we're coming up on... 10, it's been about 10, 11 years since we've done those original interviews. So it's almost
been 10
like,
years since we talked to him last, I think.
Yeah, it has. The only time we ever did talk to him. So yeah, I'll have to.
Well, we talked to him again for
Animated, right? In 2011. Yeah. So we've talked to David Kay twice. I've talked to Gary Chalk twice. Yeah, I'll have to get those guys back on, especially since Kingdom is Kingdom.
Well, and we're at the 25 years of Beast Wars.
Yep. For me, number five would be, and I don't know how I would do this, but because they are so big, I would have to find a focus to, you know, like one avenue, like one package kind of thing. Attend San Diego Comic-Con and New York City Comic-Con.
That's a tall order, my friend.
No, I know, and I'm probably, again, this is why it's on a bucket list. Most of your items on your bucket list, a good majority of them, you don't ever really achieve unless somehow you become a millionaire.
Yeah, some of mine are, you know, attainable, but...
Well, yes, and most of mine, I think, are attainable, but it's just, that was the one where I'm like, hey, I spent 6 hours in 2010 or 2012 on a call with Radio Free Cybertron, and we went through everything SDCC Saturday that year. So if I can spend 6 hours on a Skype call, I'm sure I can figure out a way to get, and hey, I'm closer now to SDCC than I've ever been living in Washington State.
I'm closer too, being not in Michigan.
True. Exactly. Hey, we could go to SDCC and ECCC. Which is Emerald City Comic-Con up in Seattle. Seattle's 3 hours away. I can get there. I can go to ECC. Yeah, sure. Cool. I don't know, but it's like SDCC and NYCC were always those, you know, SDCC is the summer show. NYCC is kind of the fall winter show because it usually happens in October in New York. And I just always wanted to do that, I guess. Next for you would be what?
Alrighty. So we're getting down to some of the nitty gritty here.
Yes, we are.
All right. Obtain show accurate M masterpiece toys of Transmetal Megatron, Optimal Megatron, and the Beast Machines Megatron that has the cloak.
Yep, cloaked Megatron. I mentioned that on Rodimus Primal's stream the other night, a couple weeks ago. When I don't know when this show is going to air, but. It was in the chat room on Rodimus Primal's YouTube stream a couple weeks ago, and I guess YouTube streaming, you can show the comments in the stream kind of thing. And, you know, they were asking about toys and things like that. And the first thing I said, I want Masterpiece Cloaked Megatron from Beast Machines. For me, number four would be Interview Mark Hamill. I bent over backwards in my emails. I was polite as hell. I just always wanted to check in with his agents and say, hey, I understand he's very busy. We just want to ask him 10 or 20 questions. And it was always no, 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 no. And it's not their fault. The man was super busy. He's always super busy. He's always doing something. I mean, you know, so, but yeah, that was my tail end of the Mark Hamill thing. Was like, I'm like literally two steps away from begging his agent for us to email, for us to interview him. But yeah, who knows? Maybe one of these days. Next for you.
Become a mainstream voice actor.
Yeah, that could be attainable. You're doing it full time now. There's no car dealership or pizza place anymore for you.
No. So I mean, granted, I produce an audio program, so it's I kind of have an in there.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier for me to get casted. Granted, I still have to pass it by the casting director, but most of the time they're like, yeah, go for it, Steve.
Sure, cool. Number three for me is interview a man I met when I was 6 years old. Imagine it, folks. Boston, Massachusetts. The Boston Budweiser Expo. First thing I did was stand out in front of the Ecto-1 car that they had on display. The next thing I did was stand in front of and then sit in the Knight Industries 2000. The third thing I did was take a picture with David Hasselhoff. I have always wanted to interview that guy. Because Knight Rider, next to Transformers, Knight Rider is my number one 80s property, personally. As far as live action shows go. And I always
I could see that with you.
I've always wanted to talk to that guy. Number two for you, sir.
I think I only have one left, technically.
Okay, well then.
Be Beast Wars Megatron or a character in a future Beast Wars reboot.
Well, maybe if we interview David Kaye again, you know, he'll give you his blessing. Hey, I mean, Bob Bergen got Porky Pig, so well, you never know.
Well, as sad as it is, they did replace Gary Chalk in Combiner Wars, the Prime Wars trilogy, because with Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman. So.
Yeah.
It didn't fit.
Hmm. No. All right, so my number two and number one all go together because it's all about Funko Pops. Go to Funko HQ and get a pop of myself. So Funko has this pop yourself thing where you can go there, you can pay $25, and you can select certain items and create your own version. Basically, think of, was it Howard and Raj? The episode in The Big Bang Theory when they spent like $500 each to make action figures of themselves. I can have
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can have Karen drive us 3 hours and I can have a Funko Pop of myself and of her and of the cat probably. I don't know, but it's just one of the things where, oh, that would be super cool. And then the number one thing for me would be to go to Nashville, Tennessee to see my buddy Wes at Poppin' Off Toys, because ever since I've been talking about Funko Pops, ever since Wes and I did that episode on Geekcast Radio about Funko right after Toy Fair last year or the year, I forget when it was. Anyway, Poppin' Off Toys, he's been running that business. He's been running his business since 4 or 5 years now, and he just opened his first actual store. So I would love to be able to go to Nashville and pop into the Poppin' Off Toys store. That would be cool.
Nice.
Yep. So those are our geek bucket lists, folks. What would be on your geek bucket list? You can comment on the post and let us know.
Yeah, because honestly, I'd be curious to hear what everybody says.
Absolutely. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. So what should we talk about next time?
Next time I've already got it because we're going to record it next, actually. This is all your fault. All your fault.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, actually.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, actually. You know why it's all your fault? Because TV ads really are that bad. So I think it would be cool. Hey, I'm going to go off of what your article says, and I'm going to give, you know, I'm going to give my reaction to it. And I will say now, as kind of a teaser for next time, there is one show that I don't mind that has ads. One television show out of all the TV I've ever watched, there is one show that I do not mind ads on. But yes, why TV ads aren't really that bad next time on Altered Geek.
So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.